You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
And welcome aboard, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios with millions of Americans financing the home of their dreams with the help of Rocket Mortgage, and they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. I sometimes will say, how you feeling? How you doing today? And it's a rhetorical question. I'm throwing it out there to everybody on all of our great CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM 206, the Radio.com app, which I inspire everybody to hopefully go get the Radio.com app, favorite CBS Sports Radio, and then you can take the network with you anytime that you wish. I got a lot of interesting emails yesterday. I filled in yesterday morning for Robin Lundberg with his show on Saturday morning. Had a lot of interesting emails that I wanted to actually address in the beginning of the show today. But how are you, Anthony Pierno? How are you? Just want to make sure you're all right there.
I'm
Anthony,
doing well, going strong, day two with you.
I had to it again. I had people asking me yesterday, you and Anthony said, now this is the funny part, he goes, like, you and Anthony said you guys were the only ones in. Well, who was running your board? I said, Anthony does.
I'm in New York City running the board while JK's in Atlanta in his studio.
And I'm by myself. We are social distancing. Now, this is the show of social distancing. Because most of the shows on CBS Sports Radio, most of them come out of New York City. Some of them come regionally. I heard Ken Carmen yesterday after me coming out of Cleveland. I'm here, and people don't understand how it works. They're like, so do you and Anthony...
Magic technology.
They're like, do you have a camera? I'm gonna address some of this stuff right off the bat today. Because it's stuff, Anthony, we know as insiders of doing this show. But there are people like, so you and Anthony don't see each other face-to-face was another question. So you guys aren't face-to-face? I said, no. I said, we don't keep up... Like, we don't FaceTime each other during the show or anything.
Maybe we should do that. We should FaceTime each other during...
You've got an Android, don't you?
Yes.
So you have like an outdated phone, and I've got the you know, a nice phone. So it's very different. Like, we can't FaceTime each other, right? I mean, it doesn't work because I can't text you through my iPad, which drives me crazy.
We could use the Facebook Messenger. We could video chat.
What is it, 2008? What is this? Facebook Messenger? I was just Facebook messaging, though, with somebody before the show today.
One of my old
grades. The emails. with one of my old grade school classmates who's going through cancer right now. In fact, she's just gotten a clean diagnosis, and Linda, and back in suburban Philadelphia. And so I hope Linda's doing very well. People didn't know, though, that we don't see each other. We talk, but we don't see each other. And then people are like, well, how do you, because everybody thinks with a radio show, you have a producer, you have an engineer, you have interns, you have all that kind of stuff. How could two people put on...
engineer, interns, isn't that great? Not here.
How could two people put on a radio show that's going to go to 270 stations and
things like
that?
I'm just so damn good at my job, and you are too.
We're very efficient.
Don't need anybody.
It's just the two of us.
That's what the bosses felt like. They said, hey.
They said Kincaid's fine. And Anthony Piono's great to run the ship by himself. I mean, you're like the captain. You know, they don't have any concerns about Pierno running a show. In fact,
they just didn't want to pay anybody else.
They'll staff three guys on another show, but you and I, they're like, yeah, let them throw them to the wolves. They're fine. It was interesting the questions that I got, though. You guys don't see each other face to face. I'm like, no, we do not. Maybe we should start that. I don't know. Maybe we do not. So what if somebody came in there and started pushing buttons? Wouldn't you go off the air? I'm like, who's going to come in?
Maybe I get like really angry and fed up one day, and I just start going crazy and pressing buttons and purposely knock you off the air and just walk out.
And then another guy asked a question. He goes, John, you always say to yourself you're not great with technology, which I'm really not great with technology.
You're not good.
So they're like, I'm good with technology, not great. And they're like, well, how can you? What do you mean I'm not good? What do you mean I'm not good? I'm perfectly fine. I don't have any problems with technology. I'm not cutting edge. Is that fair? I'm not cutting edge. But they said, well, how can you figure out how to run all that equipment? Well, there's a guy named Mike in Atlanta. And Mike is masterful. And he actually just programs in so automatically.
JK just walks into the studio, sits down in the chair, and turns on his microphone.
I turn on my microphone, it's on. And at the end of the show, I turn off my microphone, and I'm off. They don't realize that there's Mike. There's this guy, Mike, in Atlanta, who is absolutely spectacular, who actually makes all the machines turn on automatically for me at 5 a.m.
You know, this could become a segment, which is like behind-the-scenes questions.
Isn't that crazy, though? No, but I guess in this time, people are asking questions as to how it works, because they're asking about social distancing. Another gentleman says to me, he goes, but how are you practicing social distancing by going to your studio? Sir, and I explained this in an email. I sent him back an email, and I said, I'm by myself. There's nobody here. And I don't know if I should. I'm gonna probably take a video and just show them. There's nobody here. The entire building is empty. And this is a building that usually houses around 65 to 70 people on a working day, depending on how many people are in and out, if we have some clients in and things like that. But my building is completely empty. 680 The Fan in Atlanta, where I broadcast out of. And if we want to put on shows here, too, I can be in one studio. My partner, Buck Ballou, who I've worked with for 20 years, he could be in another studio right next door. We could not even be in the same room with each other and do a radio show. There's enough. We can run six radio stations out of this one little section of floor. So people are like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But people don't realize how these things work. And everybody thinks it's beamed through a satellite, that it's being beamed through a satellite. And I said, this is actually going across like the web. It goes across the web. Like we have like almost like a web address. And then it takes the bandwidth, I guess, and makes it sound as beautiful as it does. And then there was the gentleman who I thought was great. He said, and this is great, you're going to love this one. Andrew in Cleveland listens all the time on CBS, the CBS Sports app or radio.com app. He says, the rapport you and Anthony have seems very buddy-buddy. And I can't believe you're not in the same room. He says he never knew we were not in the same room.
That's a compliment.
Now, buddy-buddy, I don't know about that. I'm usually picking on you or you're picking on me. I mean, I don't know about that. With buddies like Anthony.
I come down to Atlanta. You don't even let me stay at your home. You make
no,
me
no,
pay
no,
for
no,
a
no.
Hotel.
You're staying in my hotel. You're not staying in my home. I'll try to show you a good time, but I'll take you to luxury boxes and nice dinner and stuff like that. But no. Nobody. My own brother and mother stay in a hotel when they come to town. I mean, seriously, what you think you're going to take precedence over Betty? I'll really get you in trouble. I thought it was just an interesting way to start because there are questions. And so what I want to do is this. If you've ever had a question about the show, whether you listen every single week, it's weird, though, because you've had people. This one gentleman says, I can remember segments you did when the show was on ESPN before it came over to CBS. I followed you around and you're just part of my routine. I hope we're part of your routine. I hope that CBS Sports Radio as a whole is part of your routine. I hope every afternoon Tiki and Tierney are part of your routine. I hope that DA in the morning gets you off with a laugh, you know, and gets you smiling on a normal day. That's the idea of this. And I hope that this one question that I will now get to was, did you feel a little guilty this morning? Now, this one comes from Carmen. I was listening in California. He goes, did you feel a little guilty this morning? You seemed very jovial at a time when I think our nation needs more seriousness. You had a lot of laughs. You laughed a lot. I caught you laughing and I bounce around the show and I listen intently. But you had a lot of laughs. You were joking about things. Not the pandemic, mind you, but you were laughing. I think it's a time to strike a more serious tone because you influence millions of people, which I thanked him for, but in my response, but said to him, sir, you're giving me way too much credit. He said, this is a time to strike a more serious tone. And I explained to him in my response, sir, I couldn't disagree with you more. I don't believe people are coming to me for a serious tone. I don't think people are coming to me for medical advice. I don't think people are coming to me for, first of all, if you want to find gloom and doom, you can find it anywhere. Believe me, just turn on the television. And one of the things we've done in our household is we put a ban on it. We've now just decided we're not going to watch the news. We're not watching the news. If we get an alert, it'll be an alert. We'll get it. We'll get our information. But we're not going to even put on the news anymore. When I saw people wearing hazmat suits on the news, standing in the street, wearing hazmat suits, doing stand-ups, I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. It's completely irresponsible. It's completely irresponsible. People standing in the streets wearing a hazmat suit like it's out of some apocalyptic movie. When, for God's sakes, their camera people 5 feet away are not. I'm just not going to be a party to it. We're going to do all the right things as best we can as a family. We did yesterday. We went out and took a nice walk yesterday, but it was so strange. Took a long walk as a family. Took the dog out. Took Nikki Foles out for a walk. And enjoyed the beautiful weather. We had beautiful weather in Atlanta, but the pollen right now is just killing us. I mean, your car is green when you get out. When you come out of work, your car is green. But just not walking together. I'm used to being able to, like, I could put my arm out and touch my wife as we're walking. We can talk. But separating ourselves up, trying to do the right things. It's great to see so many people out and about. Saw a lot of dads and moms out playing with their kids. You know, in the yard, like people running around in the yard. I saw people out doing yard work, like mild yard work. But down here now, you can actually plant some stuff. You know, it's warm enough now, we can plant some stuff. I was glad to see some sense of normalcy. And I hope that this show brings you some sense of normalcy every week. I hope that this show reassures you that you know we're going to get back to normal at some point. If we all do our part, we're going to get back to normal at some point. And I hope that having a few laughs, having a few debates and discussions doesn't offend anybody. Because that's what we're going to do here. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to have a fun show today. And we're also going to talk about the effects of the pandemic on the sports world. But it's not going to be gloom and doom. It's not going to be negativity. I just refuse to do it. And as I did yesterday, and we talked about it yesterday, I just will go right to the World Health Organization. And I'll do it every hour. We now have 26,900 cases in the United States. 26,900 coronavirus cases in the United States. And we've got the critical number. People that are serious or critical has gone up in the last 24 hours. 708 people are either in serious or critical condition right now. 25,666, mild or no symptoms. So, let's be diligent, let's be smart, and as a country, let's come together. Let's come together and do the right things and see what we can do.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!